Shelley Spillane.
Hi, Jill Goodman.
Daily Planet's Monday, the 29th of July. The sun is in Leo rule, but the sun planets are saying...
Very interesting. Very. Very.
Very? Okay, because the planets...
Sun, identity ruler of Leo, challenging Uranus, unexpected, in Taurus, tenacious.
Huh. Okay.
While you have a good deal of influence over your own actions and responses, alas, the same cannot be said of your degree of influence over the other people involved in the scheme, setup, endeavor, etc. Moreover, it is entirely possible that your assessment of their reaction, commitment, etc., could cause you to under or overestimate their willingness or capacity to fall in with your program. However, that said, keep in mind it is entirely possible that your current recommendation was at one time perceived as a common sense solution, and if you hold fast, those involved will remember themselves and see the beauty of it. So keep this in mind before changing something you feel strongly about, or caving into special interest groups or their equivalent, just to get it done. Also, be liberal about looking under rugs, behind curtains, in mouths, and so forth, to satisfy yourself that all is as represented. With these planets, it would not be a stretch to discover that an assurance that was rock solid at the time it was given, no worries, the check will go out Friday without fail, has run afoul of, for example, the mail, the assistant's flu, early onset Alzheimer's, etc.
Okay, signs particularly affected by the sun challenging Uranus.
Leo, Aquarius, Taurus.
And if one's birthday, 29th of July.
You know what they say about the best laid plans. Unforeseen modifications to professional or social arrangements could end up being the rule rather than the exception. To adroitly manage these growth opportunities, try to be extremely open-minded about unusual or unconventional setups, and remember that attempting to hold back the tide of change is generally considered pointless and thus probably not worth the effort.
Yeah. Tomorrow, Daily Planets.